From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the U.S. will not change its plans to draw down troops from Iraq. That's after a string of attacks killed dozens of people there this morning. From Chicago Public Radio, Alex Keefe has more.
Admiral Mike Mullen spoke to a group of business leaders during a swing through Chicago just hours after an apparently coordinated string of car bombs and IED explosions ripped through Iraq. The attacks come just a day after the number of U.S. troops there fell below 50,000, the fewest since the 2003 invasion.
This is an effort on the part of al-Qaeda in particular in Iraq to reignite the sectarian violence. And it just hasn't happened.
Mullen says the attacks will not affect the president's plan to have U.S. soldiers conduct only non-combat operations in Iraq. Mullen adds he's confident in Iraq's security forces, but anxious about the stability of its government. For NPR News, I'm Alex Keefe in Chicago.
President Obama is set to address the nation next week about the U.S. troop drawdown from Iraq. 41 members of a notorious Los Angeles gang have been arrested. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports the huge raid was a joint effort by the FBI and the Los Angeles Police Department.
The raid was called Operation Family Ties because many of those targeted were connected by family relationships. More than 1,000 FBI agents and LAPD officers fanned out into South Los Angeles to arrest members of the Pueblo Bishop's Bloods, a street gang that controls a nearby housing project. Gang members are accused of operating a criminal network that deals drugs, executing armed robberies, and attacking and attempting to murder individuals in rival gangs. Project residents were intimidated and assaulted by gang members seeking to maintain and enhance their authority. The federal and local partnerships is one of dozens of similar task forces around the country known as Safe Streets Task Forces. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Southern California's Metrolink system, along with Connex Railroad, filed papers today announcing they'll accept the maximum $200 million worth of liability in connection with a 2008 head-on collision. That crash between a commuter train and a freight train left 25 people dead and injured more than 100 others. Investigation later revealed the commuter train's engineer was apparently texting at the time of the crash. On the heels of yesterday's weak existing home sales numbers, figures out today show the smaller new home sales market also faring poorly. Government says sales of new homes in July fell to their weakest pace on record, down more than 12%. Patrick Newport is an economist with IHS Global Insight. He says the expiration of federal tax credits played a role, but he thinks there's other factors at work.
I think it's related to confidence, and I think it's mainly related to the economy and to employment growth. What really drives housing demand is job growth.
Median price for new home, meanwhile, fell last month to $204,000. On Wall Street, little reaction to the home sales numbers, at least by the end of the session. The Dow was up 19 points. You're listening to NPR. While the weak economy is causing plenty of problems, one thing consumers will apparently be getting a bit of a break on is food prices. In its annual survey, the Department of Agriculture announced today U.S. food prices this year are expected to rise at their lowest rate since 1992. USDA revising its food price prediction for 2010 to an increase of between 0.5% and 1.5%. While prices of some commodities have soared in recent months, the agency says world economic activity remains below pre-recession levels. That's likely putting the brakes on any price swings. Retail giant Walmart is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to hear an appeal of a massive sex discrimination case filed by its female employees. NPR's Richard Gonzalez has more.
The suit is known as Dukes versus Walmart, and it's the largest civil rights class action case in history. It seeks redress for over 1.5 million women employed by Walmart since December 1998, and it could involve billions of dollars in damages. 6 years ago, a federal judge in San Francisco ruled that the suit could proceed as a class action, and Walmart has been fighting that decision ever since. The U.S. Supreme Court has not decided whether to hear the appeal. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
Before he was hanging out with Miss Piggy and the rest of Jim Henson's Muppets, Kermit the Frog was a fixture after the evening news in Washington. And today, Henson's widow, Jane Henson, announced the frog, who made his first appearance on local TV in 1955, will return to Washington to the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History.
It's really a great delight to see these characters here, and I hope that other Muppets will join them in the future as part of the Smithsonian collection.
Muppet creator Jim Henson died in 1990. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.